Today, Idaho became the first state to repeal its term limit law. The legislature overrode the governor's veto of the bill to eliminate term limits. Idaho was one of the first states to adopt term limits. Dan Popke is a political columnist at the Idaho Statesman. He's in the studio of KBSU in Boise. Dan, why the reversal?
Well, have you ever seen a football player make a vicious late hit and then walk away like he had nothing to do with it? This was a blunt instrument that the Republican Party used in 1994 to help take control of Congress and elect Republicans at the local level and the state level in Idaho. And once they had used it, they needed to discard it. This is the most Republican state in the nation. And the establishment didn't enjoy the prospect of sweeping out two-thirds of the legislature.
So it's purely partisan politics?
Oh, there are people of conviction who think it's a bad idea, but you didn't hear from them in the early 90s and the mid-90s when it was a popular issue. It was only as the effective date approached, and we're there now, these would have been the first elections at which people would have been forced out of office, that the legislature was essentially, in their view, forced to do it.
How can the legislature actually reverse what the electorate has voted for? I mean, is legislating something out of existence, isn't that unconstitutional?
Well, the initiative process, which is common in Western states, allows voters to directly make law, and that's what happened here. The voters passed this initiative in 1994. But the Supreme Court here in Idaho has ruled that the law made by initiative has the same weight as a law made by the legislature. So it's like any other statute. It can be amended or repealed. It was first used in 1942. The legislature passed a $40 a month benefit for senior citizens. And the first thing the legislature did in 1943 was repeal it. The Supreme Court said they could do that and establish that standard that the initiative has the same weight as any other statute.
One can understand why a politician would be for and against term limits, but why did it seem like a good idea to the electorate?
This was 1994. It was the year of the contract with America, and it seemed like a good way to get rid of Ted Kennedy was the way Idaho voters thought of it. And when the U.S. Supreme Court said that states couldn't limit congressional terms, we were left with term limits that were very aggressive, went all the way down to the school board level. And in a rural state where it's difficult to find qualified people to run for local office and school boards, it really was onerous. But the voters will probably have another crack at this in November, although I think that there's a very good chance that voters will say, given this debate, that they don't want them anymore.
They don't want term limits.
I think the legislature may get away with this.
Yeah. Do you think Idaho, given that it was one of the first states to test out this idea of term limits, and now that it's the first state to repeal its term limits law, is it a bellwether for the rest of the country?
Idaho is not a bellwether for many things, and I'd be reluctant to apply the strange politics of this state to other states. It is the most Republican state in the country. 89% of the seats in the legislature are held by Republicans. Half the seats go uncontested. So they were able to, with some confidence, take this step, which was a snub in the faces of the voter. But I think there's a good chance they can get away with it. I don't know that you could do that in California or Arkansas or Colorado, some of the other states that have term limits.
Dan Popke, thanks very much.
Sure.
Dan Popke is a political columnist for the Idaho Statesman.